One second. How long am I speaking?
It told me 8:45, 8:50.
To 8:50, 8:40, between 8:45 and 8:50. That means 8:47 and a half. In London, this rabbi told me when to how long I'm speaking, so I stopped. And he said, "What are you stopping for? Because you told me to stop." Said, "No, they always speak over." So, yeah. There are places that they said, the rabbi says between 15 and 20 minutes. So for years, I would speak there for 17 and a half minutes. Now, I can't guarantee exactly, okay? But the bachrim and yeshiva know that I'm never going to hold them long, too long. I let that sometimes they sing and they dance, you know, Friday night or Shabbos before Purim. And I speak. So one Shabbos, I had 2 minutes. And I told them I spoke for 2 minutes. Okay? Okay. It's not. Okay. The Se usted aquí. Nuestro lengua. Anyway, okay. There's a machlokes tanoim. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Now you have to know. You know, Chavakuk said, "Yeah, Bov Chavakuk v'midun alechod." That what? Sadik b'munosa yichya. As the deris gets smaller, so we need one thing. The ger came, when I'm standing on one foot, teach me kol haTorah kula. Teach me something that I can carry with me. It's too much. More than one thing is too much. Now the truth is the opposite is also true. Rabbi Rucham says the bigger the person, the less he needs to feed on. He says, Adam Arishain, all he needed was one mitzvah. Rab Chaim Brisker said, "You can one blat gemara. He could stand one blat gemara his whole life. Again and again and again." I was a principal in elementary school in Yerushalayim. I came in to give a test, and he was teaching Arba Ovis, the Rebbe. Rebbe Saul Shechter Zatzal. 30 years teaching Arba Ovis. So I said to him, "Aren't you burnt out?" Above, he says, "No, every year I love it more." Ma dadze, calls man shetina b'mashpoy mosa b'tam. The more the child nurses, the more he enjoys the milk. Who needs more than one daf gemara? The gemara says in Brochus that there were Darius that just learned Baba Kama, Baba Mitzvah, and Baba Basra. How much do you need to feed on in order to keep you interested? The bigger you are, the less you need. But the other side is also true. The smaller you are, but I need a simon. I need something short. So they're both true. In Ruchni, say, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both, the word Elokim is used, the Maral says, because Elokim is Bala Koiches Kulam. The one who has all the powers you see in the world are coming from him. So Mela Elu used the word Elohim. There's a Machloikes Tanoim. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Now he brings a whole this. It's a Torah's Kahanim, but the Maral Nesiv Avasareya brings these Machloikes, and there's a bunch of Tanoim. But we're going to focus on three Tanoim. The famous one in Vayikra Rabba Yotes, Teres Kahanim, V'ahavt l'recha kamaycha v'kivam ezeh klal godl v'tara. Ben azeh oimeh, zeh sefer told us Adam who klal yoseh godl. So, Rabbi Kiva said, V'ahavt l'recha kamaycha, that's klal godl v'tara. And we can learn pshat in Rabbi Akiva, not our subject. Comes along Ben Azai, and his note to the Klal Yosef Gadol, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. The Sefer told us Adam. Now, the shot over here is, it goes into it. If you have to echo kamaicha, what if you don't like yourself? So no. Zeh Sefer told us Adam, the godless Adam, which you know about. You've been taught about that. Now coming into this Beis Medrash, I stopped for a moment. I don't know if you noticed or not. I looked at a picture of Henoch and that row of people. So you are touching people who have touched godless Adam. Now may they also godless Adam. But you touch someone who touched someone. The altar is there. Do you know about godless Adam? It's not has nothing to do with whether I like myself. It's bad sin. But then Ben Pazi, which is going to be our subject, Ben Pazi Oimer. Motsino posa koilo yosef uhu esa keves echot tasa baboike. Keves echot you make in the morning. Vesa keves echot tasa beno abayim. Omad raplini araglov. That's what it says, raplini. V'omad halocha kiben pazi. And he brings a posik. That he brings the tablets HaMishkan. The morale is very long here. I can't say I understand much of what he says. Okay? Rabban Feldman told me about 45 years ago, if you think you understand everything that's going on there, then you have wrong shot. But I want to take that pasuk. As a keves echad tasa baboker. So keves ten ben haboim. The other ones are much more logical. You know, we say in the morning, Nusach Ashkenaz says, Ahavo Rabba. And at night, we say, Ahavas Olam. So the Maral explains, I'm not a Bokin Maral. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Bokin Maral. I just don't want to give the wrong impression. Yeah? Rebellion Weintraub, I don't know if you heard who this man was. You heard of the Stipler. Yeah? He taught the Stipler Kabbalah. Okay? So, he told me a long time ago, 49 years ago, yeah? You know, I became a mashgiach. Now, I never thought I'd become a mashgiach. Yeah, my first was by Rabbi Yisrael Kanarek, Zatzal in New Rochelle, in 1976. He hired me without meeting me, because his brother, Rabbi Avram, Shlita, told him, you could hire this man without meeting him. So he did. But it seems that there's a kesher to the Sifri Machshava. Rav Elie Weintraub told me, yes, you have taka, that ability, the whatever ability, disability, people think I could do. Horva and Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. You can become a Baal Machshava. How could you be a Baal Machshava without a Melech Satera? It's impossible. It's not possible. Someone who's omel b'teira gets a different. Now I'm not saying I'm a das teira, a talmud chacham. The last time I asked the shaila was this morning. Yeah, because I thought Rabbi Noach was going to have to do a tahara, and so I would have to have breakfast. Just his wife will be home. So he asked me, is it? Are you leaving Miami? So I said, he said no. So it's Baila Be'ir. This morning in Beis Medrash, I realized, wait a minute, they showed me these canals that go all the way around everything. Yeah? A Ravin Flatbush told me that if the husband is in Manhattan and you're in Brooklyn, it's not Baila Be'ir. So I said, wait a minute, I don't know about the canals, I don't know how big they are, I don't know if it's all the way around. I don't know. Yeah? So, I guess this morning, yeah? Say, well, so maybe it's different, man. You need a Pesach. You need a Mayra Hira. Yeah? So, I don't claim to know anything. I mean, we try. Yeah? Could be it's not Negea. Could be it's not completely. I don't know. My Rebbe Zechayin Levracha told of about Rav Moshe Lendinsky was Rosh Shiva in Radin. So, when he got older, So he he quote-unquote retired. He knew Kola Tarakula. He used to weigh vegetables, sell vegetables. So he said when he came in and he told him a vort, he said you couldn't talk to him in London because he showed you where everything was. Yeah. When he told him, he asked him a teretz, he said, maybe yes, maybe you claim to know. Maybe yes, maybe not. When he asked the kasha, the pshat is you say that you don't know. That's true. You don't know. So anyway, let's get back to our subject. Please don't take from me that you should be learning maral. I'm not giving any hadrach in learning. I'm a guest, okay? Please understand. I believe that the yeshiva stands for horving and working and gemara, rashi, and taisis, and that means the mefarshim also, because the mefarshim aren't freestanding things out there in cyberspace. They're part of the sugya. Nothing that Rebbe Elie told me, nothing will build you like as you can't avoid. You can't say, you know, become a Baal Machshava. He saved my life. Pasha saved my life. So yes, I'm not saying you shouldn't learn these Sifrei, but the ego of a person is a male centaur, which should be a subject, maybe, but a few minutes. I want to give a point. Nusach Ashkenaz has Ava Rabba Babo in the morning and Ava Silent by night. Nusach Sfarad is Avas Oilam in both times. So the Maral says, there's two kinds of love. There's the love that's very great and very intense. That's when things are light and shiny and bright and clear. That's Baboike. Lahagir Baboike Chastech. At night is Mangolus. At night is, we're not behaving ourselves. Still, the love is permanent. Why? How do you know the love is permanent? Because when you're not getting along, quote unquote, there's still love, then you know the love is permanent. I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal, the Ashkenazim in the Kines, on Tisha B'Av, they have a B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. He says the menorah is the only thing that we do here in Golis that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing. Why? What was the function of the menorah? Eides hi liYisrael, shashchina sharei biYisrael. The menorah was a raya. The ner ma'aravi would burn. It was a siman that the shechinas would call Yisrael. There's two kinds of hashras shechina, Rav Kuttner said. There's B'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, clear, Ahava Rabba, and B'tzeisim Yerushalayim Golos. That's Avasilam. So at night is Avasilam. So Hashor is Hashchina by both. So we light the menorah, even now, because that's the function of the menorah, was to teach me that always the Shechina is here. So we need to do that now also. That's how it's a pshat. Nusach Sfarad says, it's dark in the morning now also. We're in Golis. We need a double dose of Avasayla. Eilu ve'eilu divri l'kim chayim. But the point over here is, Avasayla is even when things are not going so good. But I know there's Ahava. Then Ahava is permanent. The side of Hatzlocha in learning, in anything, is consistency. As a keves echa tase baboiker, ves a keves asheni tase ben aboyim, zekla yosu godol, omed rapleni araglov, halocha kiben pazi. So what I want to talk about for a few minutes, yeah, is how do you stay consistent? How do you pull off such a thing? Every healthy person has ups and downs. Every person has times when things go better for them and things that don't go so well. The heart is the center of emotion. In the Olam HaMaisa, that's where Rachmana Liberboy, not my Kiddush. A heart that's a straight line means you're dead. The heart goes up and down. Rav Olber Zechayin Livracha told us He was sitting in an airplane. And he saw the airplanes going up and down. He looks down, he sees a train hugging the terrain. So what's the difference between an airplane and a train? A train, its element is earth. Earth is stable. Okay, it's stable. So with the train is the same train, it's the same train. But an airplane is air. Air, the element, is unstable, as you people have found out. Yeah, air is unstable. You go up and down. A Ben Aliyah has ups and downs. You have no ups and downs means you're dead. You're not thinking about anything. You're not feeling anything. Everyone has stronger days and weaker days. It says, Kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. A tzaddik can fall down many times and get up again. Now, we're not going to have time to finish the subject. But the question is, how do you get up again? That's the subject. But we're going to take it. We're going to take a Sfasemis. Sfasemis is in Parshas Truma. Amazing sight. I want to tell you, I know someone who teaches mountain climbing in Denver, Colorado. It's a good place to learn how to teach mountain climbing. So he told me a sight. He said, the people who only look at the top of the mountain never make it. Only the top of the mountain. That's all that matters, right? Without that, nah, it's not, you know, so you decided you're going to the top of the mountain. You know, it's easier to decide you're going to the top of the mountain than to actually do it. Okay? You know, someone will say, this is an easy piece of Gemara. Like they say in the country where I live, ein dava kazeh. There's no such thing as an easy piece of Gemara. It doesn't exist. I don't know what Masechta you're learning. You're learning Gittin. You know how you learn Masechta Gittin? One line at a time. If you have to finish, then it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. All that matters is finishing, really. Bemet. One line. Rabbi Ishle Derava. I don't know, did you get there? Yeah? No, I didn't mean anything. Where are we? I don't know where I am even. We're in January. Okay, so you got there. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. There's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean, Eidim Esira Karsi? Is it af Eidim Esira? Or only Eidim Esira? Blessa. It's delicious. It's pleasure delicious. Can you have pleasure just from that? Then you're going to keep going. If you only have pleasure from finishing, forget it. Like the Vilna Gaon says, you have a book printed in Hebrew. Leif Ksil L'smailai. The fool is looking at his left hand. How much more do I have left until I finish? He's an idiot. Leif Chochem L'yamin. He goes back and goes over it again. You want to hold on to it? Rabbi Yisrael, you have to do Chazara. Otherwise, you'll end up knowing nothing. Leif Chochem L'yamin. How do you keep the Chazara? Is it precious to me? Does it matter to me? Aha. So I'll try and hold on to it. There's probably no Seder here Friday afternoon. So you could sit down for 15 minutes and chaz from Daf Beis every week. You will find that you will know in Shvat what you learned in Cheshvan. You become a Torah addict. I actually can learn and remember something. I'm not telling you to what level to remember it. But you'll know. What's the difference in Rabbi and Rava? Now, you may even know not every word, it's too hard. Okay? I said, Tosis, you know that, Tosis. You have now had experience in, you know, there's a thing called baseball. So at least in my time, they used to walk up to the plate with two bats and then throw away one bat. So it feels lighter. Once you've done that, Tosis, so the life is different. Okay? You've done that, Tosis, life is different. There's lots of things that are easy tesis. The Sfasemis sounds like this. It says, Yogata umatsasa tamin. So the Chiddush Rami asks, what's the kesher between Yegiya and Metzia? I was once on the Pacific Coast Road in Los Angeles, and there was an old couple that was going through with a metal detector along the whole road because they had nothing else to do with their time. And they were looking for metal. They were looking for money. They found 25 cents the whole day. That's all they found. Yogatu mitzotza, what's the kesher Yegiya and Metzia? Rabbi Yosef Chanan Zonnefeld, his panos was in finding lost objects. If he needed money, so. It's famous. His great-grandson told me that he was once walking with an Adam Gadol, and a gold Napoleon fell from an Arab, and he picked it up and said, oh, I have panos now for a month. So the Rav would walk with it. If you give it back, you'll have a kid, make a Kiddush Hashem. So he says, no problem. I'll lend you the gold Napoleon. You make the Kiddush Hashem. That was his parnasa. That's how he earned a living. He found lost objects. Okay? There's no kesher Yegiya and Metzia. The pshat's like this. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was told he couldn't make the menorah. So he's told, take the gold and throw it into the fire. A menorah will come out. So if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it, it means it can't be done. So, like they say, Nish, what's date ben akop? What are you making him crazy for? Just tell him to throw it in the fire to begin with. The answer is, if he wouldn't try it his hardest, then no menorah would have come out. No menorah would have come out. I'll bring you a raya that I believe is true. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into the tents of the Levium to count because they're counting from 30 days old. He can't go into a tent. There's a Yoledis over there. So what did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell him? Go to the entrance to the tent, and Basco will tell you how many people are there. So I understand. He could have stayed by his tent also. Like, why does he have to go? Like, you know, the broadcasting is not strong enough. The answer is, he wouldn't have the Basco if he did everything he could do. Nachshon ben Aminodov went into the Yamsuf until his nose. And then the sea split. You have to do the best you can. Okay, if you do the best you can. And then you have Siyata Dishmai. That's Pshat. So every day, what we said, how are you consistent? Do you treasure small accomplishments? If you treasure small accomplishments, you'll keep going. Today, I didn't accomplish quote-unquote as much, even though we never know how much something weighs. We never know. It's a fidya gear. I told Rav Volba, that means you could be you could fail in the sign 50 times and pass it once and be a tzaddik. Because it's easier to fail in the sign than to pass it, isn't it? So therefore, if you passed once, it might weigh more than the 50 failures. So he said, that's right. There's no such thing as something small. You accomplish something. You accomplish something. So I'm going to finish now. The first thing you need to do is go to sleep on time. I'm over time. Go to sleep on time. At least according to me. According to the Rav, so we have another 2 minutes until the outer edge, until 7:50. Go to sleep on time! Used to say, the day begins with the night before. Go to sleep on time. The 614th mitzvah is don't be stupid. Your brain. I'm not good at learning. What are you talking about? You're half asleep. Do you know the Gemara well? To push the pshat. To push the pshat. If you don't, how do you expect them to finish here? I mean, it's not for you. You have to eat properly. You have to eat properly. Just because you're young, you think you can abuse your body. You will get away with it. But the body doesn't know any Mesil Sesharim. It's going to take revenge. It's going to take revenge. You have to look like there's a little tzaddik inside your tummy. Now, I'm coming for breakfast by the foreman's. They're not going to give me potato chips and Coca-Cola, I'm sure. He knows me very well. His wife knows even better than Rucha Bauman what I eat. because I go there every year in Chile, every year, cada año, every year. So he's gonna give me good food. So you have to take care, like your tzaddas inside your tummy. Take care of yourselves. Okay, we've run out of time. Rabbi say, the consistency keeps you going. You treasure things one day at a time, one Mishnah at a time, one line of Gemara at a time, and do Chazara. You're going to make it. I tell the Bachim, you can walk across Russia one step at a time. I'm not advising you to do that. Okay? But if you treasure every step, then you'll get to Vladivostok also. So, it's my schus to be here. It's my schus to be here. You're zeichet to learn from people who knew Reb Henoch. You can't imagine who he was. Now, I know him from far. I know he trusted me because he checked out a shidduch for one of his relatives with me. You're zeichet to be in a Makom Torah. Take care of your health. Go to sleep on time. Be careful what you look at. Keep a clean brain as much as you can. Eat well and do chazara. And one day you'll say, yes, Baruch Hashem, I love Torah. Who loves baseball? Who loves soccer? Who loves, if you're South African, cricket? Yeah? The people who are good at it. People who like cricket are the ones who are good at it. Be good at Torah. Have a clean brain. Have a rested mind. Do chazara. And it'll be a sekev esecho tasa v'aboykev, a sekev esecho tasa v'aboykev, halocha k'ben pazi. Good morning.